Oh, goody. Well, would you look who the hell it is? My numb-nutted reject of a quote-unquote son and some fucking ugly spider thing. I'd say it's good to see you if I meant anything remotely close to it, and I most certainly feel the exact opposite way. Seeing your face again not only reminds me of failure in general, but it reminds me that clearly you're the biggest fucking failure to ever exist. To this day, it baffles me that you came out of my balls. And I made sure you did, too. I had your shitty DNA tested in my home lab and several independent labs across the globe. And yep, you definitely somehow came from me. It seriously blows my fucking mind. I mean, I turned you into the world's most powerful living man-machine, and you still managed to fuck it all up. I hope your stupid shithead friends got to see you fuck it up too. Did you run into your stupid shitty friends in the afterlife? I hope they never forgive you for being such a fuck-up. I certainly wouldn't. Then again, I never forgave you for ruining my life right from the start. You know, the very first thing that I said to you after you shot out of your asshole of a mother was, I'll never forgive you. My God, look at you. You look like the type who's never once hit a baseball in his life. You look like someone who's never made a basket. Someone who's never kicked a goal. Hell, you look like someone who's never scored anything ever. If you played tic-tac-toe against a radish, you'd somehow manage to lose. Probably get disqualified because you don't even know how to draw an X and you drew a triangle instead. I hate you. I hate everything about you. I hate your stupid haircut and the clothes you wear. And I'm the one that ends up buying your fucking clothes most of the time and telling the barber how to cut your fucking hair. It's just that somehow anything that ends up on you turns to shit. Even that leather jacket you're wearing, which, by all other means, would be a pretty cool leather jacket, somehow looks out of place and ridiculous when it's being worn by you. And that dolphin shirt, which, I mean, come on, dolphins kick ass, but on you? No. You look like a fucking weenie. And don't you dare try to convince me that fucking rap you did at the talent show was any good. Just because people seem to like it doesn't make it good. People enjoy shitty things all the time, and it's clearly because they're idiots. It's science. Trust me. I'm a scientist, and I know my science. Have you ever looked in the mirror while brushing your teeth and thought to yourself, I should just lodge a large stone in my own throat so I could fucking choke forever? If you had that thought, you'd still be going way easy on yourself. When I found out you had depression, I thought, finally, some hope. But did you ever once try to kill yourself? No. No! You were 2 months old and you couldn't even tie a noose. Unbelievable. So I figured, fine, I'll make you immortal. See? How you like that? I mean, everyone wants to die one day, but no. No! You disappointed me on that front, too. You can't even live forever, right? And then again, I handed you all the fucking tools you needed. You know, Pasquale. You know, if you fucking listen to me, Pasquale, you don't know what sadness is. When I was your age, I had to walk 20 miles to school wearing nothing but a newspaper for pants, and my father stuck my feet in wet cement for shoes. I mean, the bus was there and all, and your granddad had plenty of money to buy me real clothes, but he knew it was the right thing to do. Look at me now. I turn out right. I better than you turned out. That's for sure. I mean, I bought my own television and my own couch. That's pretty cool if you ask me. Wait, Wait, son, did you burn your face? That ugly smile looks like you were honorably discharged from a meaningless war after you slipped on a banana peel and face-planted on a fucking landmine. No, that didn't happen to you. Oh, you must just have a pussy face. Look it up. It's a real disease where you have the face of a big baby cow pussy that whenever anybody looks into your eyes, they can see that you should be picked last for the dodgeball team. And that you're completely unreliable. The tie that purposely unties shoes so his teacher can tie him for him just so you can pretend that for one moment you have a bond formed with somebody who honestly cares for your well-being. Wrong! That teacher will get sued halfway up to the Alps if you don't have your shoes tied and you trip and fall. And then you get a boo-boo on your little knee. Fucking pussy face. Look it up. Look it up on the Wikipedia. Tell me who discovered it. That's right. It was me. I discovered it after you came up to me when you were 4 years old. And you told me you were a feminist. And you kept drawing me pictures of different colored kids holding hands. I know, yeah. Whoa, they holding hands past fucking Squallow. I know. I'm awful. But look where it got me. Yeah. Anyway, back to you, shit. You're such a little uninteresting creep of a kid. You think you're squeezing tears out of your pasted face. And your interest in Japanese girl cartoons makes you unique. But I read the papers. I watch the news. There's fucking millions of you cosplaying, whining, smelling nerds out there. Fuck's sake. I married one of you. You're not unique. You act like being an appreciator of art is a fucking identity when you're really just some jack-off from a shitty Jersey suburb. I would ask what's wrong with you, but I already know all 253,217 answers to that question, and I don't even care about those fucking answers. I mean, it's not like you could ever actually improve yourself. Remember that Aikido class you asked me to sign you up for? In the first few minutes, the teacher took your arm and she threw you across the room. The look on your face was priceless. But I guess it wasn't priceless enough, because I paid for the class. Money well spent. If I can't beat the shit out of you, I'll pay someone, sign a few waivers, and have them do it for me. And if I remember correctly, you kept crying the entire car ride home, asking me to stop at Mickey D's. So when we got home, I said, okay, fine. We got back in the car, went to McDonald's, and I bought myself 2 double quarter pounders, and I told the drive-thru guy I'd pay him a big tip if it broke several Happy Meal toys in front of us as I pulled up to the window. Oh, baby. Oh, man. To this day, I don't know what's funnier. Seeing you cry over the broken toys, or the fact that you passed out from not having eaten anything for days. In case you're wondering what I've been up to since I've been dead, I've been pondering all the abusive shit I could have done to you had I lived just a little bit longer. I was trying to figure out a way to create poison ivy dust that I could just blow into your face at my leisure whenever you were misbehaving or when I was bored. It would be a special kind of poison ivy that would be breathed in and instantaneously grow on inside of your lungs, so you know, you'd have an itch on the inside of your chest that you could never, you would and could never ever scratch unless you took an axe and broke open your own rib cage. Yeah, that'd be cool. Another thing I thought that I could do would be to collect thorns from the woods and just sort of lay them all underneath all the clothes in your drawers, so, you know, anytime you went to grab some new socks, you get a handful of thorns. I mean, yeah, that one needs a little more mental workshopping, but I figure, you know, thorns are painful. That's what I always say. And I'm sure, I'm sure I could fuck my son up somehow with them. Well, yeah, well, anyway, I suppose none of that matters now, so, yeah, how you doing? Long time no see. Just kidding. I do not fucking want to know how you're doing. You ruined my life. I have the strongest eternal grudge against you. And when I say long time no see, what I really mean is I was perfectly fine until you fucking showed up again. Seriously, this is supposed to be heaven. I'll fucking sue the owner of this place. I was promised eternal happiness and relaxation. And this is what I get, Pasquale. Go fuck a pine cone.